let him in by letting him in.
Oh, bad news. Oh.
Who are you?
Captain Seagull of the Third Athlete's Foot.
I am Bloodknock of the Second Royal Knees. Seagull? Wait a minute. Seagull, I didn't recognize you.
Know him, sir?
No, that's why I didn't recognize you.
Groan. Groan.
He's wounded with groans. Quick, the brandy.
Yeah. Now, steady now. Drink this.
Thank you. I never could stand the sight of blood, you know.
I'm all right, sir. It's only a flesh wound.
Oh, it looked like a bullet wound to me.
The Russians, sir. What? The Russians, they've attacked heavily, and after a 5-day battle against superhuman odds, I fear the third dismounted footed-mouth fusilier has retreated.
Retreated? A British regiment retreated? How much?
A quarter of an inch.
Retreated a whole quarter of an inch?
Yes. But what made them panic like this?
They lost their colonel, sir. He's dead.
Colonel Splun dead?
Dead!
Oh, how did that happen?
He was killed.
Killed? Do you think that's what caused his death?
I'm not a doctor, sir.
What a coincidence.
How did he die?
Well, sir, the battle started at dawn 10 days ago. The Ruskies attacked Colonel Splun's troops, but they held grimly.
Stout fella.
Then the Cossacks charged Colonel Splun's troops, but he drove them back at nightfall.
Stout fella.
Well, he's very thin, really. Then the Russian artillery bombarded his troops for 2 days, but they budged not an inch. So it went on for 10 days. My life, 10 days it went on for. Colonel Splun's land held firm and finally scattered the attackers with cold steel. It is then I learned that Colonel Splun was dead.
What a hero.
Yes.
Tell us, lad, how did he die?
He was hiding in the naffy when a tea urn fell on his nut.
A soldier's death. I hope he died with his boots on.
Why?
He had holes in his sock.
I don't wish to know that.
Bilieu, Aga, bilieu. Things look bad, though, you know. Those Ruskies, they seem to have endless supplies of arms and legs. Early this morning, they brought 300 new cannons.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Here's the receipt.
You're right. This war will last as long as Ruskies are safe behind the walls of Sebastopol.
What we need is a giant artillery mortar that will breach the walls.
Lieutenant Seagoon, here's 10 shillings and a pair of tartan socks. Take the next boat back to England and commission the building of a giant leather mortar. A bombardon!